Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And you wonder why Delilah and Rush Limbaugh make $40 million a year. What the heck?
Man, please.
I can, yeah. I mean, come on.
Can they ring a bell like Doug Steffen? I think not.
Right. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Welcome back to the Ding Dong Doug program. This is the Good Day Show. Victoria Keelan, my friend, is here. Jennifer Horn, my friend, is here. Kara Schillen, my friend, is here. We are all in it for you. We're here. I consider this a privilege. I was just sending a note to one of my programming friends about what's going on. And yeah, I was making a quip about that. In the next week or so, Limbaugh is going to make an announcement about his future, which will, I believe, include another 4 years in his present spot at least. Delilah just made a deal for another 4 years in her perch. And it's, you know, there's a security. A lot of people who are in our business, managers who are listening to the program right now, saying, we got to find the next new talent. We have no farm. And we've been talking about this for years. But yet, even though there is this, with some, the singular focus, this may be a little too inside, but maybe it'll be interesting for some people to hear how this actually works. The radio world, I've been a part of the radio world. My advisors tell me not to tell folks how many years I've been on the air, but I started when I was 17. And I'm not 17 anymore.
And you're 27 now.
10 years. Congratulations. 10 whole years.
Thank you very much. Yes, let's hear it for me. Okay, so anyway, I have found over the years some very interesting engagements with people who have been in this business. And this guy said to me when we had lunch not long ago, he wanted to know if there was ever a moment on the year when I was afraid. And maybe I'm not smart enough, but I have never found, in terms of what I was doing with the people that I was on the air with, there have been moments when we've had technological failures, colossal technological problems. And I haven't been afraid, although I get worried about some of the stations and what they think when stuff doesn't work right. And so that bothers me sometimes. But in terms of what I do on the air, what I'm responsible for, which is me, my mouth, and my mind, and then the people that I bring on who are my friends like Jennifer and Victoria, and Kara, who are here to help us all work our way through the day. Over the years, and I don't mean this to stick out my chest and say, wow, Doug Steffen, he's so smart, my God. I mean, if I was as smart, I'd be making the kind of dough that those two are, and I'm not even close to it. But I'm having a wonderful time with people that I care about. And that goes not only for the people who are on the air with me, but the people who listen, excuse me, who have been around for a long time. Do you realize that we have people that have been affiliated with this radio program for 27 of the 28
really
years
cool.
that have been on the air? KPSI in Palm Springs is one of the examples. The Hickory Station, I mean, there are probably about a dozen, maybe 14 stations that have been around for as long as Good Day has been on the air. It really is amazing that the people wake up, or however they work with me, because sometimes people carry the program at different times of the day, but just to be able to share our lives and our thoughts with people, it is a real privilege. So I say thank you for that, because frankly, it's important to me. Just about as important as why I ought to always wash new clothing before I wear it. There's nobody, the woman in my life is a nutcase. We bought, before my children came to visit this past weekend, Meredith took me to the Bed Bath and Beyond. And we spent $700. She says you got to have new towels for all your guests. You have to have this. You got to have that. Blah, 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 blah. And then we come home, and they're all brand new things. And she takes all of the things, the tags off, and puts them in the washer. And I said, why are you washing them? Well, here's the reason.
That's what you do, you disgusting man. Are you serious? You don't watch towels when you bring them home from the store?
I have never
That's
walked
That's gross. You know how many kids walk by and like wipe their slurpy hands on those towels and people blow their
nose. How can they do
them?
That? They're all wrapped up, aren't they? No, the towels weren't wrapped up. No.
The towels are not wrapped up.
All right.
Ooh. And so the dust that's sitting from the top ones.
Okay. All right. Okay.
She's a wise, wise woman.
Yes. Well, of course.
And you wash sheets too, by the way. If there are any, here's the only thing. There's a rule. You buy underwear at the store, you wash them before you wear them. You buy towels and you sheets, you wash them before you wear them. You can get away with wearing like a top or pants before you wash them. I think you can wear them, but that's it, man. Yeah.
Well. The story of the day today, I don't know if this is trending on Twitter or not, Victoria, but if
towel
it isn't,
washing,
it ought to
yes
be.
Or no?
Well, no, I mean...
Let's start a hashtag.
here's the story. This person who's an expert when it comes to what you've just discussed, the chemicals that are in new clothing, what people do when they're in the store with this stuff.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Most clothing, even cotton, is treated with chemicals. There are anti-mildew chemicals, anti-wrinkle sprays, and if you leave them in, they can cause a really serious skin irritation. And then people try on often clothing. You go to the store, you think you're the only one who's tried on those pants or that dress? Come on. There's all kinds of stuff that people, it's gross when you think about it, actually. Somebody else's germs. So in order to alleviate that problem, and maybe this is from the common sense department. Maybe I'm just not very, I don't have a lot of common sense. And I frankly, until Meredith came along, I didn't buy a lot of new sheets and towels and stuff. The same stuff has been around for a long time. I didn't buy any new clothes that amounted to anything. So I didn't really wash the stuff anyway. I washed it when it was dirty, but when I get it, I put it on and wear it or that sort of thing. But I guess we don't know how much formaldehyde, for example, there is. And some of these dyes,
define
how dangerous they are.
Because I'm pretty sure I'm washing my towels.
Me. How's that? Well, I'll be me here in this. But there are a lot of things. Why in the name of heaven, please somebody explain to me why formaldehyde is used in clothing? Formaldehyde is how you embalm somebody's body, for God's sakes. What do you have to put on clothing for? What's the problem?
Is that for an anti-wrinkle effect, maybe?
Well, maybe.
I don't know.
Plumping. It's a plumping effect.
Just for
is that
fun,
why they
why
put
not?
It in body so your body won't wrinkle anymore
yeah,
now that it's
plumps
dead?
Plumps you up. You're like, man, Aunt Greta never looked better.
Oh, my God.
It's like Botox.
Anyway. If you have trouble sleeping, pillows going flat at night, you flip-flop around all night in bed, you wake up with a sore neck or headache, or feel like you need a nap, even if you slept for 8 full hours, I would like you to do what so many people who listen to the Good Day program have done. Try a new MyPillow. MyPillow is so different. The fill inside is patented and adjustable to give you the exact support you need. With your head and neck supported, you'll enjoy that deep, restful night's sleep. MyPillow will help you get the deep, dreamy REM sleep faster and help keep you there longer. How about this for a deal? The best offer ever from MyPillow. It's only for a limited time. Get 4 MyPillows for the price of 1. Call 800-874-8985. Use the code DS to get 4 MyPillows for the price of 1. 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS. 4 pillows for the price of 1.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This right-handed hitter was the 1977 Comeback Player of the Year. He anchored the hot corner for the Southside Hitmen of the Chicago White Sox, a team that in 77 slugged 192 homers.
Soderholm lashed one down the line to get the White Sox offense rolling.
So where is Eric Soderholm now? Eric founded Front Row Tickets in 1984, which became a multi-million dollar business in the world of ticket brokering. Eric also opened Solder World with his daughter, Misty. It's a spa and health and wellness center in suburban Chicago, which has been going strong since 1997.
The key was starting a business and then surround yourself with quality people.
Sounds like a winning formula to me. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Outside the seaport of Mururan on this northern Pacific island, the last of a truly unique Aboriginal tribe can be seen. They're called the Ainu, and the Ainu are physically distinct from the general Japanese population. Well, the Ainu date back to the New Stone Age and have no written language and have a light European-style skin color and round eyes, vastly different from the majority Japanese population. They've all but vanished, and their ancient village grounds were turned into an Olympic ski slope back in 1972.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Is still dead, but you wouldn't know it by all the attention that he continues to get. More importantly, his music gets. So, Donatella Versace played some Prince music at the Milan Fashion Show. It turns out that what she played, or what they used, had not been released. So how did she get a hold of it would be the question. I don't have an answer for that. Anybody know how Ms. Versace got a hold of Prince's music that had never been released before, is not a familiar tune? How would that have happened?
Maybe she had it from a while ago and she just never used it for anything.
Right. So was she and Prince friends?
Yes, they were very good friends.
So it's conceivable that he could have written something for her, recorded it, and now she can use it for her own benefit.
I think that's the likely, that's the likely story.
Yeah, right. So what goes on at fashion shows like the Milan fashion show, the Paris fashion show, the whatever they have? Does New York have a fashion show? Where are these fashion shows held?
Fashion Week in New York is Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. I covered 7 or 8 seasons of that. Yeah, it's
really?
It's insane. Yeah. Well, a lot of standing around and waiting, and the whole show lasts 10 minutes, if you're lucky.
And there are a bunch of skinny women who have no real appeal whatsoever who wear. Why don't they just
send credit, they're walking coat hangers. I mean, you know, there's.
And they're also like an average age of 16.
Right.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah. So they're young coat hangers, is what she's saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, jailbait coat hangers.
Ooh. All right. I have something very important to discuss with all of you. Please stop what you're doing and pay attention to the next 60 seconds of the Good Day program, because it's enlightening and it is helpful. This program is all about enlightenment and being helpful, right? Wouldn't we all agree that's what we are interested in doing? So, I offer you now proof that adulthood does not doesn't equate with being mature. I'm a pretty good example of that. My children think that I'm very silly and that I don't act. I sometimes pinch myself thinking that I'm treated as an adult by people who are my peers, because I get excited about things like this new internet challenge where fathers can see how many Cheerios they can stack on a sleeping baby's face. The record at the moment is 16. So I was thinking of doing this with Miles when he comes back. Megan went up, my daughter and grandson are here. My son went back to L.A. yesterday, but they're here until tomorrow. So they went up to visit a friend of Megan's in Maine last night. They'll be home this afternoon. And when Miles takes his nap, I think I'll get out some Cheerios and I'll see if I can stack up 16 Cheerios on his face before he wakes up.
Just make sure you take pictures.
Yeah, pictures we need.
How's Megan going to feel about that?
Sure, I'll make sure she's doing something
she
else.
She likes it.
All right. 21 after the hour. Good day.
Like Baby Science Project.